We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we have Shyam and I here on the line. Oakland A's starting pitcher last year had a shoulder injury, but boy, he pitched those five games in September, 5-0, started a wild card game for the Oakland A's. Sean, good afternoon, man. We hope you're doing well during these very, very weird times, man. You're on with Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, Daryl the Guru Johnson. And just let's just start this off by just asking you the day-to-day. Now the spring training 2.0 has started. We are 10 days away, I should say, from opening day. Just give us the day-to-day. Are you going into the stadium? Are you getting tested every day? What is it like here going to practice every single day at the Oakland Coliseum?
Yeah, we're not getting tested every day, but it's every other day. And other than that, it's pretty normal. Other than the fact that we have to wear, you know, masks and, you know, keep our distance away from each other. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. And that we're at the Coliseum and not in Mesa. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty much just, you know, regular baseball. You know, we come in at certain times and do our thing and then get out of there. So it's, you know, as far as like a spring training standpoint, it's very similar. Just obviously with the whole quarantine situation, pandemic and all that, you know, we got to, you know, be wary of that. So, yeah, everybody's getting their work in. Everybody's, you know, showing up, you know, doing their thing and you know, just excited to watch people go about their business and, you know, be there day in and day out.
Yeah, you know, Sean, I'm curious from a pitcher standpoint, having to start up in spring training and then everything gets put on pause. Are the teams, and not about you specifically, just in general, are the teams more wary of pitchers this time around trying to gear back up for the regular season to avoid injuries as a staff?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're, you know, we're playing it a little more safe. You know, we obviously, like, we, most guys haven't been able to throw to hitters or throwing games especially. And so, like, you know, right now we're building back up and, you know, doing what we can. You know, some teams might be different, but as far as we're doing, we're, you know, building back up to be able to pitch in games. And obviously it's, you know, shortened spring training, so we're not going to be able to, you know, pitch in as many games as we normally would, but you know, that's the beauty of it. Everybody's going through the same thing, and you don't know, you know, what to expect, and everybody's in the same boat. So you know, I really can't complain about anything. You just got to go out there and you know, do your thing and you know, try to win ball games.
Sean, it just seems like yesterday you got called up, 2016. And now you're going to have pitchers that haven't done it, that haven't been in, you know, a full Major League Baseball season. How much are you looking forward to basically being a mentor for those young guys where you were just that a few years before them?
I know. It's yeah, it's crazy. Like you said, it feels like, you know, not that long ago that was my, you know, first couple games in 2016. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, especially the young guys, Puck and Lizardo. You know, obviously those guys are unbelievable. And, you know, I'm just glad I'm able to help them out in any way I can. You know, those guys, their stuff is electric. And, you know, I've been just fortunate enough to be able to watch them pitch because it's, you know, extremely fun to watch them go about their business. And it's been fun. You know, I, during quarantine, I was able to play catch with, a couple of guys, Grant Holmes, Paul Blackburn, and, Daniel Gossett. And, yeah, it was just fun. You know, us going to, you know, the park every day and just, you know, messing around with pitches and, you know, just talking to each other about pitching. And I feel like I've switched a role into more of a veteran, which is weird to say out loud, but at this point it's pretty much, you know, what I am. And I'm trying to take that in stride and do the best I can.
Feeling old as a 27-28 year old must be nice, Sean. We got the gray beards over here at 95.7 The Game. Oakland A starting pitcher Sean Manaea here on the airways. Sean, you recently told reporters that you're going to try to find a way to wear a protective mask during games. Now, have you tried that on the mound yet, wearing a mask? And not only talking about the mask, but like, tell us about the handshakes. Are you guys handshaking, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, the whole mask situation, I tried it a couple days. It was kind of funny. Like, after I said that, the next day I showed up to the field and I wasn't wearing my mask, and I got pretty torched for that. But I tried pitching like a bullpen with it, and it was pretty difficult. So I might have to recant that statement, or at least try it again or keep trying. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's feasible, but. As far as like handshakes go, I think we'll come up with some unique ones. Obviously, we won't be able to dap up or anything like that. But I've already seen I think Didi Gregorius, he had a home run a couple days ago, and he did some kind of handshake with his third base coach, which I thought was pretty funny. That's how the game goes. Everybody comes up with their own unique handshake, and this is no different. Just can't really touch hands or anything like that, so I'm sure we'll come up with something.
Hey Sean, I'm curious, you guys are loaded this year, and you've been in that wild card game back-to-back years. Chappie, Olson, Marcus, Crush, mm-hmm. Ramon Laureano. Mm-hmm. Who's the dude that's going to break through this year? I mean, who's the guy that you're saying, man, he's got the look, he's swinging it well, he's seeing everything that we're throwing over the plate. Who's the dude primed to just bust out of the gates here in this 60-game stretch?
He hasn't really, played that many games, but I think, Murph, give him a couple of, a few more games and see how obviously, like, he was in the wild card game last year too, but, he doesn't really have that much time, major league service time, but, I feel like this is considered like a full season. He could do, he can do a lot of damage. I love the way he catches, and, defensively he's amazing, but, his bat's unbelievable too. So, we'll see how that goes. And, I'm excited to watch him play, and I'm sure he'd be able to, do some things too.
Sean, talk to us how excited you are about the season actually, going, because there were times during the pandemic where we didn't know if we were going to have sports. How excited are you? And the fact that it's 60 games, do you sense that your teammates they got an extra pep in their step because it's not 162?
Yeah, for sure. Every game, we always say that every game matters, but, now it really, really matters. It's no longer – you can kind of like coast for a couple months or, do whatever, literally every game matters. And, it's going to be fun. It's basically September baseball from the beginning of the season. And, that's like the fun baseball, it's, every game, other teams are, trying out their best and are doing their best. And, so are we, and it's just the drama and, the pressure and all that stuff that it builds up, and that's when the greats really really shine. So I'm extremely excited to be get out there and play. Obviously, we didn't know if we were going to play, going back and forth. We were going
right.
to have a season, not have a season, all this different stuff, and then they were like, all right, well, we're going to have a season. You got like a couple weeks to get ready. Let's go do this thing, and here we are. And, it's just, ever since, we found out, it's been, just things are turning and just excited to get out there and, contribute in any way I can and just be there for the team.
Sean, when you left Mesa, Arizona for spring training 1.0, and you're out there throwing with your teammates, as you mentioned, Paul Blackburn and company. Did you, at some point when Rob Manfred was going back and forth, the commissioner, of course, of your league, did you think that, man, this is not going down? I see you guys in 2021. When did you, when were you at your lowest point when you thought, man, we're not going to play baseball this year?
It was right when the, you know, all the negotiations were going down and you know, the sliding pay scale and all that stuff. And just, yeah, that was probably like the lowest point. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty optimistic person. And like at that point, it was just kind of, you know, a little bit different, but, yeah, I thought we were going to play, but, you know, at that point it was just, I feel like that was like the hardest blow. So it was definitely tough. But you know, we're doing what we could and really just staying ready by playing catch and just doing our thing. So it was tough, but you know, we did what we could.
Hey, Sean, I'm curious, you know, we've been talking about Buster Posey opting out this year, and he's a catching legend here in the Bay Area, and I've been hearing about this kid, Sean Murphy, for so long. What are some of your early impressions of the youngster? What are some of his strengths, and what should Oakland A's fans look forward to?
Well, he's got a cannon. like, when he throws the ball back to me, I'm pretty sure he throws it harder back to me than I throw it to him, so that's a good thing. You know, he's... defensively, he's just amazing. You know, I threw a bullpen to him a couple days ago in a game, and just the way he was like framing the balls, he's like, oh my gosh, his hands are like lightning quick, you know. Other than that, I mean, his hitting is amazing too. I mean, he's known for that. It's just, you know, he's super young and not like a lot of experience. So once he gets to enough experience or whatever, you know, he's going to be like legit, you know, like Buster Posey level. I feel like, he's that good. You know, I'm excited he's on this team, and he's just, he's unbelievable. So I'm excited.
Sean, I was just thinking, here's a guy, he's in the pros. He's probably experienced everything on a baseball field besides playing baseball in an empty stadium. How much thought have you given to that? And for whatever reason, has that ever happened in your career before to where you've done it?
Yeah, I mean, we joke around, you know, in Oakland, just because, you know, we don't, you know, fans don't really, or we don't have that many fans show up to, you know, most of the games. But in reality, I don't think I've ever played where there's been, you know, like literally no fans in the stadium, as, you know, especially like a major league stadium. So from that standpoint, it's going to be, you know, a little weird. I remember a few years ago in Baltimore, when those riots were going on, they had to play with no fans, and I thought that was like the craziest thing. You know, like you could hear the outfielder like talking to the other outfielders, you know, like from the dugout. It was wild. But honestly, it's just going to be, you know, once that you know, the competition arises, you know, like we're facing like actual competition against other teams. You know, I don't think it's really going to make a difference, just because we're all going to be pretty locked in on what our goal is, and you know, it's to win a World Series, and you know, no fans or no fans, it's doesn't really matter, right? You know, just got to go out there and compete. So it's going to be fun either way, and yeah, it's just going to be a little weird just hearing, you know, people talk from the dugout and actually being able to hear them.
You know, Sean, you talk about no fans in the stadium. One team that's probably happy that there's going to be no fans in the stadium are the Houston Astros, who are getting roasted in the it's pre-trading, obviously, for what they did, the whole scandal there, Stein ceiling. Talk about how do you feel about facing the Houston Astros here? Because I know you guys haven't forgotten about what they've done over the last couple seasons.
Yeah, definitely forgot what they've done. I mean, it sucks. Those guys were, you know, or are a very, very good team. And the fact that they were cheating, it's horrible. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen this year with them. You know, I've thought about it a lot, but it's just, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, I know they're extremely good team, and the fact that they cheated just makes it suck, but it doesn't dispute the fact that they're right. Really, really good. So we still got our work cut out for us, but I don't know. It's just a crappy situation that they put pretty much everybody else in. It's just bad. So I'm it's gonna be fun facing them, but yeah, it's gonna be weird. Right.
You said you had a lot of thoughts about them. What were some of the main thoughts you had about the Houston Astros? Just that, like, why did they have to do it? Do you look at them differently here? I know you don't want to divulge too much information or give them any bulletin board material, but what were some of the major thoughts and within your clubhouse, Sean, about those Houston Astros?
Yeah, I mean, just like, what was the reasoning behind that? Obviously, like, they wanted to win, but, like, I guess why? My main thoughts, like, you guys are already, like, legit. Like, why do you need to cheat? Why do you need to stain, that record? Like, right. I really don't have that much respect for any of those guys on the team, Like, it's just, they have, everything they've done, like, the World Series title, their regular season stats, like, all the different stuff, like, it really doesn't mean, I mean, to me, it doesn't mean, like, anything. So I was just, like, wondering, why, right. what it's going to be like facing them for the first time, what it's, seeing red, he was on, I played with him for a year and a half. It's, I don't know, it's just crazy. A lot of different thoughts going through my head. So, it's, now the Astros were put everybody in a weird situation for sure.
No doubt. Sean Manaea here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Sean, we thank you so much for the time today. Let's do it again soon. Best of luck this season. Stay healthy. Stay safe, man. We want to see you guys on the diamond as baseball is going to be back here in 10 days. Best of luck this year to you and your teammates, Sean. Really good stuff.
Thank you very much, guys. Nice talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.